It's Communion Sunday. Yeah. Amen. Usually we do communion a little bit differently than we're going to do it this morning, but we're going to do communion at the end, and I'm going to get the band to come back in a few minutes. We're going to give them a little bitty break and then bring them back. When we talk about communion, sometimes it gets a little bit confusing and to people who are new to it. If you don't have a background in the church, in the church world, sometimes it may be one of those things that like, I don't really understand this exactly. So today, I just want to slow it down just for a minute, and let's talk about communion. Communion happened, it started, we call it the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, communion, lots of names for it. But the night before Jesus was going to be crucified, and the reason, obviously, that we all know Jesus was going to be crucified is to die for our sins, to die in our place as a substitute for us before God. So he knew that we could not provide the righteousness that is needed to stand before God. So Jesus was going to be the sacrifice that allowed us to stand before God righteously one day. So he's meeting with his disciples the night before he's going to be crucified. And he really lays out the most famous object lesson in history. It's bread and wine. It's already on the table. The guys that are around the table know what the bread and the wine is. They have eaten this many, many times in their life. And so what Jesus did is he took something that was very familiar to them, and he used it so that they could remember what his sacrifice was for them. They didn't even know what was coming, that Jesus was going to die the next day on the cross. But he wanted them to remember it. And so I want to share one scripture with you this morning. Luke chapter 22, verse 19. It says, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So he said, it said Jesus took the bread, he gave thanks, he broke it, and then he gave it. So I want to look at four words this morning. Look at this next slide. Four words. Taken, blessed, broken, given. So when he was doing this with his disciples, he was showing them that there's a process to this. Now he took the bread. Now there could have been a bowl of bread, and he picked a particular loaf of bread or a particular piece of bread out of that bowl or off that table that day. We don't know why he picked that one, but he did. It says he took it. And then he gave thanks, or he blessed it. It was an act of thanking God for the provision that was there. So he's still holding the bread when he says it. And then he broke that bread. Because before it can be shared, it has to be broken. This is important. Before it can be shared, it has to be broken. And then the fourth thing, he gave it to his disciples so that they could consume it. So he did that with the bread, but he did all of that saying to them, look, this is what I'm going to do for you. He was really using it as a metaphor to say, this is bread here, but this bread represents what I'm going to do for you. He was taken from heaven. He was the only one that was it was possible to take out of heaven and place on earth for our sins. He's the Son of God. So he was the one that was taken. And he's blessed. He is the Son of God. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But watch this. Before he could be shared with the world, he had to be broken. His life had to be broken. It was told hundreds of years before Jesus was even walking the earth in physical form, it was told that this was going to happen to him in Isaiah 53. It was prophesied that his body would be broken. And he was saying, look, I'm going to be broken so that I can be shared, and then I'm going to give. I'm going to give eternal life to every one of you. I'm going to make sure that you have eternal life if you want it, if you choose it. So he said, he started with the bread, and then he was really explaining that this is about what he was going to do for us. But I want to bring this to a little closer point today. Those four words, he is asking you and me to accept as our calling in life. He's asking us to say, I'm ready. We are taken. I thank God for taking me, for claiming me, for calling me by name. He picked you on purpose. He made you just like you are on purpose. I want to say this to somebody who is wondering about your existence this morning, wondering about your calling, afraid about the future, thinking maybe that you're not enough. Listen, if he has taken you, if he has placed you here, he has placed you here on purpose, then he's got something for you to do. He gave you the gifts that you need. Are we thankful for who we are in our relationship with Christ? We all have a place in the body. We didn't earn it. We didn't earn it, but he placed us there on purpose. Now watch this. He also blessed us. He blessed us. He blessed us. What if we just took a minute this morning and thought about all the ways we're blessed? Just all the ways that your life has been blessed and changed this morning. What are you thankful for today? What makes you grateful from day to day? If we recognize how God has taken us out of our old life, he chose us out of our old life, and he's led us and he's put blessings in our life. But most of us can tell, we focus on the things that go wrong in our life. It's hard for us to focus on the things that go right. Well, the things that go right, we said, well, that's the way it should be. When a blessing comes rolling into our life, we say, well, there you go. That's the way it ought to be. But it's not really the way it ought to be. He's asking us there to be grateful. He said he gave thanks. He wants us to give thanks. So what are you thankful for today? I'm gonna pause here. We're going to make it uncomfortable. What are you grateful for today? Do you find yourself complaining all the time? Come on now. Everybody's being all quiet today. Do you find yourself walking in ungratefulness? Or are you thankful for something? What are you thankful for today? The Bible says this. Every good gift comes from above. Every good thing in our life came from above. It didn't come from you or me. It came from above. That's what he says to us. So what is good in your life right now? What's good? It came from God. He was thinking about you. He sent it your way. Now, it may not be everything you want out of life yet, but are we grateful for where we are and what we've done? How do I recognize the blessings of God in my life? But then this third word is very important, broken. He took the bread, he blessed it, gave thanks for it, and then he broke it. It had to be broken before it could be shared. You ever meet somebody who hasn't gone through much difficulty in life and they have a lot of answers? They're a little bit arrogant, and sometimes in the back of my head, I don't say it out loud, but sometimes I go, it's going to hurt. When they realize they're not perfect and life is not perfect, it's going to be a hard fall. But I can't give until I'm broken. As long as I'm whole and I got it together and I got myself fooled that I got it all together, I can't do much with that and God can't do much with that. But have you ever felt the opposite of blessed? Come on now, there's whole books in the Bible about this one. I mean, those moments where you're just calling out to God like, Lord, why have you forsaken me? David said that long before Jesus even said it. Why, you, God, here I am doing all the stuff that I think I'm supposed to be doing for you, and it seems like you are doing the opposite of blessing me. It seems like, Lord, you're breaking me. You ever felt broken? You ever lost somebody you love? You ever been fired from a job that you shouldn't have been fired from? Have you ever had to go through difficulty? You ever got a bad doctor's report? You ever just fell flat on your face for nobody's fault but your own? And you're just broken and you realize, oh, this is why I need Jesus. Because until that moment, you just think, well, look what I did. I did some good stuff. I don't know why all the rest of these people don't just get it right. I don't know why the rest of them don't just do what I do. I remember that moment in my life when you mess up to the point that you go, ooh, I get it now. I understand it now. That broken moment. It's difficult and it's unpleasant. But if we're honest, God can't use us until we recognize our brokenness. Jesus didn't just say, here, fellas, here's a whole loaf of bread. Fight over it. He broke the bread and he shared it with them. And he gave it to them. And he said, this is what I'm doing with my life. I'm going to be broken so that I can be shared. And then he's asking us to follow in his footsteps and to allow ourselves to be, which is the fourth word, to be given to others out of our brokenness. What if I said, God, show me how my brokenness has prepared me to share your love with somebody else. Well, what if we ask this of God this morning? God, show me how my brokenness has prepared me to share your love with somebody else. What area of your life has been the most broken and is now healing and becoming a strength? Maybe there were some strong addictions in the past. And through a lot of prayer and hard work and conversations and all that goes into breaking those addictions and those habits, you're at a point where you say, I realize that my brokenness has prepared me to share the love of Jesus with somebody else. What is that thing in your life? If you say, I don't have anything, then you haven't let God repair the brokenness yet. Because if you have, you recognize God could use me in this. God could do something here. God can help me. Maybe your brokenness, maybe you're at that point, you're a little farther down the line where your brokenness has become a strength. Where now you are able to really give what God has done in your life. What if we ask this question? God, how have you prepared me to love a lost and dying world? How have you prepared me to love a lost and dying world? God, what have you done in me that has prepared me to love people, as I like to say, who are jacked up? Lord, what have you done in me that's prepared me to love people and show them that you have taken me, you have blessed me, you have allowed me to be broken, and you're now giving? What can I do? You see, everybody's been given something. Everybody's been given something. I'm going to ask the band to come on back. One of the things we do when it comes to serving others out of our brokenness is we want to wait until everything is perfect. Life is perfect, and I'm perfect, and the situation is perfect, and everything's just right, and I feel competent to do this job. Can I just let you in on a secret? You're never going to feel perfect. You're never going to be perfect. You're never going to feel competent. The situation is never going to be perfect. And so we're waiting on something that's imaginary. We're waiting on something. Anybody ever see an action movie where you're like, that could never happen? Hate those movies. This is not an action movie. This is sci-fi, right? Some of us are waiting for that in our lives. Like, I'm waiting for the thing that's impossible to happen before I start sharing out of my brokenness. It's not going to happen. So we got to start somewhere, and we start in small things, and we allow God to take us to the next level and the next level and the next level, and we allow God to use us. But we got to get busy doing something along the way. You got to use what God has already started healing. You got to put that in God's hands and let him start to mold that. There's a principle of leadership called the law of momentum. It says once you get the ball rolling, or once you get the train moving, it can go through walls, it can go farther, right? But the hard part is getting the train going. And for some of us, we're sitting there with a whole train full of healed brokenness, and we're waiting on somebody to push the train. And it just takes us choosing one thing. Let me serve somebody with a little bit of this. Let me just get the train moving. And one day you'll look back and you'll go, man, I've been breaking through walls with this train for a long time now. Look at what God is doing now. Look at how God has used my brokenness to do something special. But it all started with what the Bible calls little things. Despise not small beginnings. That's what it says. Despise not small beginnings. In other words, don't hate little starts. It's the small starts that turn into momentum later on in our lives. You were taken out of a world. Why did God choose you? I don't know why he chose you. Because he loves you. That's all I got. He just picked us up. He chose us. He's taken us out of our old life. But then he's blessed us. But he's allowed our brokenness to serve a purpose in our life. And then he wants us to give that back out to somebody. So who are you going to give it to? Who are you going to give it to? And as a start, as a momentum push this morning, we're gonna receive. I want the guys to get the communion ready. And we're going to come get our communion elements. And this is going to be our start to say, what does God have for me this week? Don't be talking about what does God have for me 10 years from now. Who cares what God's got 10 years from now? What is God trying to do today? What's he trying to do tomorrow? What's he trying to do right now in your life? What is the given? What's the thing we should be giving away right now? Today is that day for us to say, Lord, I want to put my trust in you. I want to serve you. I want to honor you. I want to honor you. I want to honor you. So we're going to, if you would stand with me, you know how this goes. We're going to go to this end of the aisle and just make your way down here. Pick up your communion elements and then take it back to your seat and just hold it as the band leads us in worship. So y'all come on, let's get it together.
Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon. Be gracious to you. Lord. Toward you and give you.
came forward a second ago, you picked up a piece of bread and a cup, and it was random. You didn't wait and try to figure out which is the best piece of bread and which is the fullest cup. I hope you didn't do that. You just picked up a piece of bread and you just grabbed a cup. Let me keep the line moving. That's what we're thinking. I want to say to somebody this morning, that is not what Jesus did with you. He didn't randomly go and pick you up. He picked you on purpose. He blessed you on purpose. He's allowed you to go through the things you've gone through, and he's going to use it to give back. It's not an accident. God's going to make sure that he redeems all of that brokenness. You might have put yourself through it. It might have been a whole bunch of bad choices. But he's going to redeem all that brokenness, and he's going to use it for his glory. You're here today on purpose. He took you on purpose, had a plan for you. If you can do it, just break your bread in your fingers right there. Just break it. That's what Jesus did, except it was a big loaf of bread when he did it. He just broke the bread. He's going to share it. He's going to share it. So we're going to take that. We're going to take this moment and remember that what God has done in us, what God has done in us, he wants us to pass on to somebody else. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray right now. Lord, if there's sin in our lives, forgive us, God. We confess it and you tell us that you'll forgive us. We're asking it right now. We ask you to cleanse us, Lord. We ask you to set us apart and use us for your glory. We pray that you would bless us as we go, that you would help us to walk in healing from our brokenness. You would help us to give to the people around us. Give the love of Christ to the people around us. And we thank you. We thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. So Jesus said, take the bread and remember me. Let's take the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your broken body. Thank you for what it represents and what it means to us. Even today, we remember it, Lord. We remember it. And we thank you for what you did on the cross. And he said, every time you take this cup, I want you to remember it's the new covenant or the new testament in my blood. And he said, remember me when you do this. Let's take the cup together. Amen. 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 This song that we're singing right now is about the blessings of God in our life. I want us to sing this again. I want you just to block everything out for just a minute, and just allow God to speak this message into our hearts right now. Let's do it together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face towards you and give you peace.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you.
What has happened to me to bless somebody else this week? How can I give that away? How can I share that? Listen, it might be that you're just going to share it. You're going to buy somebody a Coke in the break room and and that's going to be your first step, your next step in starting to give and just starting to serve people. It might be that you're past that and you're just going to ask somebody if you can pray with them, or you might want to mow somebody's yard. It's probably going to be dead, but you can mow it anyway. What can we, listen, God didn't allow us to go through all that just so we could say we overcame it. He wants to redeem it and use it in somebody else's life. That's the message he's sending us this morning in this scripture. Brokenness is usable when it's in the hands of God. Amen. Amen. One more hand clap of praise. Amen. All right. I was just thinking about this sign. I don't know how in the world y'all all signed that sign without me seeing it. I'm gonna need to find out some tricks on that one. But thank you to everybody who has come up and said something about our 26th anniversary here at the church and everything that was done and said this morning. We love this church, and we got two biological kids, but we almost see this church as our third kid, and it's like it's that valuable, and we are so grateful to have been able to raise our family right here at Grace Point. God bless us as we go. Use us this week and have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Love you, everybody. Thank you for being here today.